are celebrating disappearance day of Sri Madhavacharya, so we will speak about his glorious activities. Sri Madhavacharya ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So today is Tiroba Mahotsav of Sri Pad Madhavacharya. Sri Madhvacharya is founder of this sampradaya. Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya is called in his name. And he appeared in 1238 AD. He appeared in the state of Karnataka, 8 miles from the town Udupi. According to the Shastra, he is considered an incarnation of Vayu. And he was unusually strong physically. Once he was fighting with a tiger. This tiger attacked his sannyas disciple Satya Tirtha, and Madhvacharya single-handedly defeated this tiger. But his real mission was not to fight with a tiger, his real mission was to fight with Mayavad philosophy. Because at that time Mayavad philosophy was prominent in India. Of course it was special arrangement of the Lord. Lord himself empowered Shankaracharya to spread this philosophy, because before that Buddhist philosophy was prominent. And Madhvacharya especially appeared to make a step forward to distribute the next step philosophy. It was Dvaita philosophy. All the acharyas, they appeared to spread certain philosophy, and they were building the steps towards the philosophy that would be spread by Lord Chaitanya. And once Madhvacharya, he was traveling all around India, and he came to Navadvip. And in Navadvip, he has got a darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya appeared to him and he said, I am giving you a special mission. You should travel all around and you should defeat the Mayavad philosophy. And also you should spread the glories of worship in the personal form of the gods. And Lord Chaitanya said that when I would appear, I would accept your sampradaya. Although he was able to spread the philosophy that was given later by Lord Chaitanya, Madhvacharya, he was empowered to spread especially these two items. He was supposed to defeat the Mayavad philosophy and to spread the glories of worship in personal form of the God. special pastime of Lord Krishna. He likes to give all glory to his devotees. Krishna does not need anybody to spread philosophy. He can spread it in 1 second all around the world, but to give all glory to his devotees, he is empowering them to do that. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he showed Arjuna the universal form and he said, already everything is done, but if you will become an instrument in my hands, you will get the glory. And Arjuna, he saw how everybody is coming in the mouth of the universal form and everybody is dying. But he made this decision to become an instrument in Lord Krishna's hands, so he became glorious. In the same way, Madhvacharya, he took these blessings from Lord Chaitanya and he spread Vaishnavism all around India. He was traveling all around and he was defeating the prominent philosophers of Mayavad philosophy. But once he met one very prominent Mayavadi philosopher and he said, but you are traveling around, you are preaching, but you don't have your Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra. He said, you are preaching against Shankaracharya's Bhashya, but you don't have your own Bhashya. What is this? And Madhvacharya said, in future, there will be proper time and I will write my Bhashya. And he started to meditate, to go to Badrika Ashram to meet Vyasadeva himself. How many of you have been to Badrika Ashram? Few devotees. Srila Vyasadeva still is residing there. And the most fortunate people, they are getting his darshan. And Madhvacharya, he went to Badrika Ashram and 48 days he was fasting and praying. And after that, he got this revelation, he got the darshan of Srila Vyasadev. And Srila Vyasadev himself explained him Vedanta Sutra. And after that, Srila Madhvacharya, he wrote his famous Bhashya on Vedanta Sutra. And after that, he with great vigor he started to travel around and to defeat all the Mayavadis. And one of them, he became his one of his main disciples, this Mayavadi. And he wrote a commentary on the Madhva's commentary on Vedanta Sutra. In the same way, all the followers of Madhvacharya, they were defeating the Mayavad philosophy. And our Acharyas, they continued this work like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He was famous as Simha Guru. The Mayavadis, when they saw him, they were running away. Because they knew that he will stop them and he would defeat them on the point, just on the same place. he was saying to them, why you are cheating the people? Why you are spreading this false philosophy? And he was starting to quote all the Shastra to defeat them. So they were very afraid of him, and from the big distance, from long distance, they saw him and they were running away. And Srila Prabhupada continues his job. Many times Srila Prabhupada was invited here in India, he was invited to different functions. And he was supposed to speak alone with Mayavadis. But Srila Prabhupada usually spoke very strongly. And then he was asking his disciples to chant kirtan, and Mayavadis didn't have an opportunity to speak. Srila Prabhupada was following in the footsteps of his spiritual master and Madhvacharya. So it is a special mission of this Sampradaya to defeat Mayavad philosophy. That's why in the Pranama Mantra of Srila Prabhupada it is said Shunyavada and Mayavada. Srila Prabhupada defeated this philosophy. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Madhvacharya and Srila Prabhupada, and we should learn the arguments to defeat this philosophy. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, we should learn his books like lawyer knows the law books. So if anyone is putting his argument, we should know in which place of Srila Prabhupada's books we can find counter-arguments. And also Srila Madhvacharya, he installed this famous deity Udupi Krishna. one big boat was nearby, and the mother and it was stuck in the sea, and Madhvacharya, he made special sign by which this boat was able to escape.
And
when the boat came to the shore, they wanted to give some donation to Madhvacharya. And they had big load of chandan. And he said, "You can give me just a piece of chandan." But when they gave this chandan to Madhvacharya, and he divided this chandan in two parts, a big deity of Krishna was there. And I heard from senior devotees that this was the deity that gopis were worshipping when Krishna left the planet. So it's special deity. And many devotees, they are going to Udupi to get the darshan of this deity. And a few years ago, one of our senior book distributors, he went to Udupi. Krishna Balaram Prabhu, he was for 3 years, he was number one in the world for book distribution. And a few years ago he went to this temple, and Pujari, he saw him, he asked, "From where you are?" He said, "I'm from Russia." And he brought him to Acharya of this mat. And this Acharya started to ask him many questions, how preaching is going on in Russia. They gave him special Mahaprasadam from the Udupi Krishna. And at the end they asked him, "Do you know Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Swami?" "We would have a special meeting to protect the all Vaishnavas all around the world, and we want to invite him for this meeting." Because they said, "You are doing so much preaching all around the world, and we want to have a special prayer to protect your preachers." We ourselves, we are not doing nowadays so much preaching, but your ISKCON is doing so much preaching, so we want to help you. And Srila Prabhupada was meditating how to start preaching in Russia. Many times he was saying to his disciples that, "I want to go to Russia." But everybody was afraid, because at that time the communists was ruling the country. It was completely banned to preach any religion in Russia. Any preacher who was there to preach some religion in Russia, he was put into jail for 20 years. So devotees, they don't want Srila Prabhupada to go to Russia. Anywhere but not Russia. But Srila Prabhupada had complete faith that Krishna will protect him. So he told his disciples to make an arrangement to go to Russia. In 1971, Shyama Sundara Prabhu has got a visa for Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, Shyama Sundara Prabhu, and I don't know, one more devotee, they went to Moscow. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada got an invitation from Hawaii. They said to Srila Prabhupada, now it's mango season, so you will get best mangoes in the world. But Srila Prabhupada said that to preach in the snow of Russia, it's more sweet than sweetest mango. And he went to Russia. And he met Professor Katovsky. And somehow Shyama Sundara Prabhu was able to tape this talk. If Professor Kosovsky would see this recorder, he would not speak with Srila Prabhupada, because it was the chance that he also would be put into jail. Although recorder was big at that time, I don't know how Shyama Sundara Prabhu was hiding. So now we can read this talk in the Science of Self-Realization. And many times Srila Prabhupada, when he spoke with important people, he was quoting Professor Katovsky. He was saying, big professor, and he is saying, Swamiji, after death there is nothing. And Srila Prabhupada told Professor Katovsky, maybe you can arrange some lecture for me. Maybe you can arrange some lecture for me, for students. And Professor Katovsky said, it's impossible, we will go together to jail. And Srila Prabhupada was very frustrated because he wanted to preach. And Shyama Sundara, every day he was going to Moscow for shopping to find some vegetarian food. And 40 years ago it was not possible to find some vegetarian food in Moscow. And it took him 12 hours to find some rice in Moscow. and another few hours to find some milk. That was only food they have for 5 days. And it was the fourth day of the it was fourth day in Moscow. And Shyamasundara Prabhu went to find some food. He went to find some food. He was wearing dhoti. And two young boys, they saw him. One was the son of Indian ambassador. His name was Narayan. And another was Russian boy, his friend. And they approached Shyamasundara Prabhu. And they asked him, because they saw he is from abroad. They asked him, do you have jeans? Because it was not possible to buy jeans in Russia at that time, only from foreigners. And he said, I don't have jeans, but I have my spiritual master here. And he started to preach to them. And he brought them to the hotel. And Srila Prabhupada was very happy to see somebody for whom he was can preach. It was in the morning, but Srila Prabhupada was preaching till evening. Because it was day, one day before his departure. And in the evening he gave them some prasadam cooked by Shyamasundara from rice and milk. And he invited them to come next day. And they came in the morning. And Srila Prabhupada continued to preach till evening. And next day Srila Prabhupada went to France. And he sent mala, he gave initiation by mail. And he gave this Russian boy named Ananta Shantidas. In the June of last year, he left this world. Last year. And the Samadhi ceremony will be in Vrindavan in March. And Srila Prabhupada was thinking how to continue the preaching in Russia, because it was very difficult to come to Russia. Because he had only 2 days to speak to this boy, and not so much he can speak. So Srila Prabhupada got an idea to send one Mataji to Moscow to marry Anantashanti to teach them to the rest of philosophy. And one Mataji Mandakini from Paris, she agreed to go to Moscow. Few years ago she came to Moscow to share her story, how she came to Moscow, and she was preaching for a few months.
Moscow
But it was not possible to marry a foreigner lady in Moscow at that time, so she came back. And then Srila Prabhupada was thinking how to continue again. And in 1976, BBT in Mumbai received a letter of inquiry from Moscow. They were inquiring a catalog of Srila Prabhupada's books. And the Mayapur festival was approaching at that time. And the BBT trustee was at that time Gopal Krishna Maharaj. He came to Mayapur with his letter to Srila Prabhupada. And also Tamal Krishna Maharaj was also there. And Srila Prabhupada, next morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, he invited both of them to come to his room. And he told Gopal Krishna Maharaj, you should go to Russia immediately. And he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you should go to China. And few days later, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, he got the visa for Moscow. And with official permission, he brought Srila Prabhupada's books to Moscow. And he was showing these books to prominent people in Moscow. And they were very interested in these books, and they wanted to buy books, but they did not have any hard currency at that time in Russia, only rubles. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada, what to do, they don't have any hard currency. What to do? They are offering their Russian books in exchange. And Srila Prabhupada wrote him back, you can check what books they have, maybe we can sell them in Russia, in India. And after some time Srila Prabhupada wrote another letter, you can give them books for free, let them read the books. So in 1976, prominent libraries in Moscow and St. Petersburg, they received full sets of Srila Prabhupada's books. And next year they invited Bhaktivedanta Book Trust to take part in first international book fair in Moscow. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj and another devotee, they came together to Moscow with big load of Srila Prabhupada's books, and they had very nice display in this book fair. Thousands of people were coming to see Srila Prabhupada's books. They were showing books, and they also were giving sweet balls. They were rolling sweet balls in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And one, two Matajis, they, now they are initiated devotees, and they saw Srila Prabhupada's books for the first time in 1977 from this book fair. And one of them, 20 years later, she became a disciple of Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Mataji Tungavidya Sakhi. Tungavidya Sakhi. Tungavidya. And also Gopal Krishna Maharaj received letters from very important scientists from Moscow that gave their introduction to Srila Prabhupada's books. And when he brought these letters to Srila Prabhupada, it was October of 1977, Srila Prabhupada was very happy. And Srila Prabhupada was showing these letters to all his guests, and he was saying that now we are accepted in the Soviet Union. And after Srila Prabhupada's departure, Kirtiraj Prabhu and Hare Krishna Swami, they were appointed to preach in Russia. In 1978 they came to Moscow. Hare Krishna Maharaj initiated first five disciples in 1978. And also he gave sannyas diksha to Ananta Shanti Prabhu. It was the name of Madhvacharya, Ananda Tirtha Swami. And they started very broad preaching in Russia. They were renting big halls and thousands of people were coming for the programs. But after a few years, the Russian government became afraid. And during very big program in the hall, they arrested Hare Krishna Swami and Kirtiraj Prabhu. It was 1981. And they put them into the aircraft that was going to Europe. And also they sent one military aircraft to go with them in case they will want to return. And Hare Krishna Maharaj said that it was my most attentive japa in my life. Because the gun was in front of his face, this military because this military aircraft, he had very big guns. But it was flying only to the border, Russian border, and then they were relieved. And then for a few years nobody was able to come to Russia, no preachers. And only in 1988 they opened. For a few years devotees were put into jail. Half of the devotees they were put into jail. For 3, 5, 7 years they were in jail. And 1988, because devotees all around the world, they arranged protests to protect Russian devotees. They were making Harinams in front of Russian embassies all around the world. Especially here in India, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. Especially here in India, Gopal Krishna Maharaj arranged very big help. And devotees in Australia, they asked President of Australia to speak to protect Russian devotees, and he spoke with Gorbachev. And after that, Gorbachev made a decision to relieve Russian devotees. And immediately when they went out, they started Harinam Sankirtan. They started to print book, to distribute books. But they have only a small printing press, so they can print only 50-100 books. And next year, 1989, Russian government passed the law that we can import religious books from abroad. And Harikesh Maharaj was in charge of European BBT, so he did not believe. He got this paper and he called all his lawyers, and they said that it's actually so. And next day he called the manager, Brahma Muhurta was in charge. He called Brahma Muhurta and said, "Brahma, next day you should print 200,000 books." Dulak, yes. And after 2 weeks, the big trucks full of books was standing on the border of Russia. But customs, they were amazed. They didn't knew what to do because the law only was passed, and they don't. And devotees started Harinams in front of a Russian government in Moscow. And for 1 month they were doing Harinams every day in front of Russian government building. Only after that they allowed trucks to cross the border. And one very important person helped this to be done. And he became a first president of Russia. he got the blessings of the devotees. Mr. Yeltsin. And 1989, devotees started the first big marathon. We had only 200 devotees and 200,000 books. So it was first big marathon. And next year we started to print books in Moscow. And it was very big marathon. And from that point we started to distribute a lot of books. Devotees were, new people were joining like anything. Every month we were opening new center in one city. And in 1 year we had small centers all around Russia. And in every center we had Brahmachari Ashram. 50, 70 devotees were in every Brahmachari Ashram. You have to just go out with the books, and a huge crowd was surrounding you, and people were starting to buy books like anything. Because for 70 years they were not able to read religious books, and only religious books they had now was Bhagavad Gita. So we have to put them into queue because it was very difficult to control the crowd. They were just trying to take, everybody was trying to take book. And we were telling them, you can take only one set of books for one person, no more, not more. They were so eager, they wanted to buy many sets for their relatives, so it was so first book distribution was very ecstatic. Now it's not like this, but we are continuing to distribute books. And still devotees, they are selling 100 books per day in Moscow, on the street. They are just stopping people, offering them books. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, now we have 1 lakh devotees in Russia. So, if you will give your blessings, we will continue to preach that whole Russia will become devotees. Thank you very much. Srila Madhvacharya Tirubhava Mahotsva ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.